Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Welcome back to another day of us talking about the self-discipline. So today I'm going to offer three more ways that you can become self-disciplined, the one that I've used in the past. Of course, since this is a topic that's ongoing, you can have something different than I do. And I probably will have some more, you know, because I do have more, but sometimes I try my best to present the things that I do the most or what goes also with most of what the community is sharing in terms of books, articles, and podcasts themselves. So there are more ways, like I mentioned, to become self-disciplined and be successful in all aspects of your life, whether in terms of setting up a business, relationships, or work ethic. Self-discipline is the essential trait that you need to accomplish whatever you want. For example, many successful people understand that discipline is the gateway to achieve their work or personal goals. They learn how to use discipline as a catalyst to their success. Below are three ways to become disciplined. I'm going to put it on the description. That's why I said the word below, but let's talk about it. One, set detailed goals. Detailed goal setting is a crucial skill if you want to become more disciplined. It's different than when you generally think, yeah, I want to accomplish, or I want to be rich, or I want another job. I wish I could make this amount of money. With general goal setting, you just set goals in your mind without adequately defining them. But when you set clear goals, that's profound. It's easier to make plans, find strategies to achieve clear goals because you know exactly what it is you want to do. So you need to set some long terms, and in the short term, goals should be your way into accomplishing the long term. They shouldn't be opposite. I've seen people do it, and I also have done it myself, you know, setting up my short term goal that have nothing to do with the long term goal. So I find that I'm constantly working and not going anywhere. So be mindful of that. So whatever goal that you're setting, if it's for me and my business right now, is to acquire more clients and to teach more people, to be in front of more people. So my short-term goal should not be for me to learn, you know, how to be an accountant. that's not going to get me in front of more people. So that's what I mean by long-term versus short-term goals. And you could track, you should be able to track your goals. Don't make them general. If you cannot measure, meaning that if you can't see you moving forward, don't do it. I know our time is limited on this earth. I'm going to take the moment to give you my speech on you should know your mission, why you were created, and why you're on this purpose and on this earth. Let me tell you, it makes things so simple. You just know what not to do and what to do, hopefully. Right? The next one, ignore negativity. I mentioned it yesterday, but this one is like definitely part of your repertoire, part of your who you are. You're going to have to make it like your new DNA. There will be people around you who will just dump all their high negative vibe on you. You're going to have to do everything in your power to ignore them and move away from these people. You're not here to try to convince people who you are in your dream, your goal. Those are yours. They don't understand it. They don't get it. So don't waste your time. More specifically, you don't let their words, their expression, the body language, their behavior deter you from your goals. When you encounter a difficult client or we try to do something that's difficult, this is the time that you pause, ask some advice from expert that's doing the thing that you want to be successful at. Do some more research. Ask for more time from the client. Just pause. It's not evidence that you shouldn't do your dream. No. In fact, this is evidence that you should grow towards your dream. So find somebody in to help you to get it done. Don't run. Don't stop. in, or disclaimer, I'm hoping your dream and goal is something positive for you, your family, and the community. Definitely, that's who I am. For example, if people say what you want to accomplish is impossible, or they laugh at your efforts, run away from these people. Don't walk. You want to run. As soon as you have an opportunity to get away with from them, run. Okay? Go find a group of people that are on the same journey as you are. That's why I created my Facebook group, because I know going towards paying a student debt, I'm going to need some encouragement. I'm going to need some people. I want to see us, me, you, your friends, your family doing that. So we're going to post. We're going to talk about it, five strategies, how we're going to make the money to pay. Because where we are right now, we can't do all that we need to do with the money we get paid. So that's why I'm creating that great, that small community for us to motivate and go through this journey together. Because I have people that have said I would never be able to do that. And I ran away from those people. I didn't walk. And they were friends and family, people that I know for a long time. I just don't talk to them about my dream no more. How are you doing? I'm fine. And that's all I said. I give them no details. I explain nothing to them because they don't get it anyway. So I don't spend time with those people when it comes to my business or share, because they don't get it. Next is my favorite. Practice gratitude. I know this seems strange. What does gratitude have to do with self-discipline? Guess what? It keeps you in check. The habit of gratitude can help you move away from the constantly wanting or checking on what you're doing wrong and what you don't have. I wish it keeps your mind on what you already have now and things you already accomplished. You put your hand in your heart. I actually learned that from Tony Robbins a couple weeks ago, because he's one of my coaches. He put his hand in his heart, and he forces us for the 10 minutes to focus on the things that we are grateful for. So the same way he says that we stack in our brain all the things that we don't have and the things that goes wrong in our lives, he does the same thing backwards. So now he makes us sit. I'm glad I had to do that today, because I have a lot of stuff to do. So I pause. I put my hand on my heart. I stack all the good things that I have going on in my life, my friends, my family, my health, my wealth, you all that are still teaching in this environment, in incredibly environment. I'm grateful for you. So I stack my heart with gratefulness, and that keeps me going. That is also a skill to acquire. Okay, so I give you that example. So focus on all the things that you could have, that you already have, because if you created by God, who does create all things perfect, a whole universe created at your feet to enjoy what he has, you have. All you have to do is stay grateful and appreciate that life that we have. I do it as often, especially when I start to feel sorry for myself because I'm overwhelmed, or the client said no, or I don't see what I'm going to do to get another client. I just close my eyes and I'm grateful to be in this position that I am right now. And I start all over. I used to struggle a lot in being grateful. My doctorate is another area too that challenged this for me, because at one point, like I mentioned earlier, I quit. I mentally quit, physically, emotionally, because I just could not take another rejection. It was repeatedly. When I finally decided, well, I can't quit, I had to keep forward, I started to have a different conversation in my head. I shift my brain to say, well, you're not rejecting me because I'm a bad writer. So this is an opportunity for me to get better at writing, for me to get a better understanding of the research process. So I started changing what I say to myself. No, it's not a rejection. This is, go take a look at my work. Look for the area I could improve on it. What part did I miss? What part did I understand? And do it better. So every time that happened, and I actually did do better, and I did turn in work better, and I did follow direction better. And the more I did that, guess what? I'm finished. It was still hard work, but the overwhelm, I didn't feel it, more so that I stick to my schedule I stick to the criteria. I stick to the rubric. I did it one word at a time, one sentence, one paragraph, one chapter. And when it was time for me to check the grammar, I did the same thing. I scheduled it and I took break and it worked. So I am talking about these things because I literally go through that and going through that, and you will go through that. And I think that's constantly going to be something I'm going to retweak, because I'm doing a new business now. That's a whole new set of behavior that I'm learning to think and act and behave like a CEO and to model after the people that are doing this successfully. So definitely, if you have something that you're doing different than me, we're welcome to share it. I'm looking forward to continue on this journey with you. Tomorrow, I will definitely go ahead and put it all together and summarize that what we're doing. All right. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.